Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Thursday, February 27. In Squiz Kids today, girls win the NAPLAN, bunks on a plane, the world's coolest desert wave, and Bieber makes history. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
The latest NAPLAN results are in, and if the country as a whole had a report card, it would say, some improvements, but could do better. So it's a sort of kind of pat on the back for you all. In fact, if you have one of those red, orange, green behaviour boards in your classroom, consider that your peg has been moved to the bit where the orange meets the green. There are plenty of stats to pull out of the results of last year's numeracy and literacy test, and just as many ways to interpret them. But some notable trends include: girls are beating boys in 4 of the 5 testing areas. Go girls! And overall, there's been a modest improvement in everyone's writing skills. So, keep up the good work. But it's children of migrants and Indigenous students who get the gold star. 95% of migrant students in Year 5 met the minimum standard in writing, compared to 93% of students who speak English at home. And children from migrant backgrounds also performed better in spelling, grammar, and punctuation in every grade that NAPLAN tested. What a bunch of clever kids. Bunk beds in the sky. It could become a thing after the announcement yesterday that Air New Zealand is considering putting triple-decker bunks in the planes it flies from Auckland to New York City. If the plan goes ahead, customers will have the option of booking a seat and a bed for the 17-hour journey. BYO jammies, bags not been on the bottom bunk.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Norway, in a remote stretch of the wilderness close to the North Pole, where the 1 millionth seed was added this week to the Global Seed Vault. The Global Seed what? The Global Seed Vault. It's a huge concrete bunker built into the side of a frozen mountain where scientists have been busy collecting and storing seed samples of every plant on the planet. Why are they doing that? Because in the event something happens, a fire, a drought, or some human-induced catastrophe, to wipe out a particular plant, we'll have seeds on hand to plant and regenerate it. In science speak, it's called protecting the Earth's biodiversity, and it's super important.
Sport time!
Surfer dudes the world over are frothing at the totally tubular announcement yesterday by former world champion surfer Kelly Slater that he's building the world's biggest wave basin in the middle of the Californian desert. What's a wave basin, I hear you ask? It's basically a massive pool of water in which great big mechanical paddles generate waves for surfers to ride. So it's like a beach, but in this case, in the middle of the desert. Construction is expected to begin next year with the barrels ready to ride by 2022. Gnarly, dude!
Pop Culture Corner!
And it's another record industry record for the Biebs, with news yesterday that Justin Bieber has just overtaken Elvis Presley to become the youngest artist in history to have 7 number one albums. Who's Elvis Presley? He's only one of the most successful performers in the history of pop music. He was big in the 60s. Okay, maybe that was before you were born. Anyway, Bieber's album, Changes, featuring the single Yummy, has this week climbed to the top of America's all-important Billboard charts. Other artists releasing new music this week include K-pop outfit Monster X, Australia's own Tame Impala, and rapper A Boogie With Da Hoodie. Surely that's not a real name. And though it's not even vaguely related, there's a link in today's episode notes to a video of Justin Bieber and James Corden being taught to dance by toddlers.
time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Who came out on top in this year's NAPLAN results? Was it boys or girls? That's right, it's the girls. Question number two. Which country, with its frozen mountains, is home to the global seed vault? You got it, it's Norway. Question number three. Name the chart-topping singer who's just chalked up his seventh number one album. Yeah, Justin Bieber. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shoutouts go to Lucas from Blackheath, Hayden from Sydney, Elliot from the Gold Coast, Billy from Ulladulla, Tyrone from Newbridge Heights, Lincoln and Declan from Melbourne, Mike from Brisbane, and Kazuma from Wishart. Happy birthday to each of you. And classroom shoutouts too to everyone listening at Inverell Public School, Woongarra Public School, Manifold Public School, and Barradine Central School. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the contact form on our website. Make sure you tell us who you are, where you're from, and what date you'll be blowing out your candles. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again the same time tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.